Be'ezat Hashem, we continue in our limud of Masechet Nedarim. We are up to Daf Mem Daled. However, we begin three lines from the bottom of Mem Gimel Amud Bet, the last word, Tanya, Hamafkir et Tzadehu. This limud is Le'ilui Nishmat, Reuven ben David, Yosef ben Tamara, Rav Shalom Cohen ben Tfach HaMalka, Yair ben Tova, Naim ben Chatun, Yom Tov ben Chana, Shaul ben Latife, Erez ben Miriam, Et Rivka bat Mordechai, Rivka bat Dvorah, Eva Shalomit bat Ilana Esther, Chaya Esther, Chava bat Sarai, and Luba bat Mazal, Alehem HaShalom. Also, Lizchut Refuah Shlema for Aaron Yitzchak ben Brina, Avram ben Aviva, Moshe ben Chana, Yaakov Yisrael Yochai ben Bloria, Esther bat Sarah, Geras Tova bat Chana, Elisheva bat Neta, Chana bat Zulika, and Gabriela Masuda bat Sarah. We are in the middle of the sugya of the explanation of Rabbi Yochanan b'shitat Rabbi Yossi. In our Mishnah, on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, we saw that there is a machloket between Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi regarding hefker, meaning that if the madir wants to give food to the mudar, if he leaves it on a rock and he's mafkir, he renders it ownerless. Can the mudar go ahead and take it for himself and it's not considered a violation of the neder? According to Tanakama, yes, notel ve'ochel. According to Rabbi Yossi, he's not allowed. And Rabbi Yochanan explained the reason of Rabbi Yossi is because the way hefker works is that when a person declares an item hefker, it actually still stays under his ownership until a person comes and actually takes it into his possession. Once the person takes it into his possession, at that moment, that's when the transfer is made. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi held it's not going to help to make it hefker, because the moment the person, the mudar, will take the food from off of the rock, at that moment he is directly taking food from the ownership of the madir into his own ownership. So he's directly having hana'a, he's deriving benefit from the madir, and he's not allowed. That would be a violation of the neder, because that's how hefker works. Hefker is still under the ownership of the mafkir until the person who comes to take it, at that moment, that's when the transfer happens. So that's why Rabbi Yossi says asur according to Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara here on the bottom of Mem Gimel Amud Bet brings a braita, and the Gemara will tell us, will try to analyze this braita, like who is it going, like which Tana. Tanya, we learned in a braita, Hamafkir et Sadehu. In a case of one who declares his field ownerless, he makes his field hefker. So, kol shelosha yamim yachol lachzor bo. For the next 3 days after the declaration of hefker, the person is still able to retract it. He can change his mind. Mikan va'ilach en yachol lachzor bo. But from that point and on, after 3 days, he's unable to retract his declaration of hefker. Amar, the Baita continues and says, and we begin the top line of Mem Dalid. Amar, if let's say a person said, Tehe sadezu mufkeret leyom echad. Let this field be ownerless for 1 day, or leshabbat achat, or for 1 week, lechodesh echad, or for 1 month, leshana achat, or for 1 year, leshavua echat, for 1 Shemitah cycle, for 1 7-year Shemitah cycle. Ad shelo zachaba, as long as no one came and took possession of the field, ben hu ben acher, whether he didn't come, as long as he didn't come back and take it back for himself, or whether someone else didn't come and take it, as long as no one came to take it into their possession, yachol achzor bo, he can retract his declaration of hefker. Mishe zachaba, but once someone took possession of the field, ben hu ben acher, whether it is he or whether it's another person who took possession of the field, en yachol achzor bo, is unable to retract his declaration. Now, this braita is a bit problematic. It seems to be split from the reisha, between the reisha and the seifa of the braita, because what did the reisha say? The reisha of the braita said that after 3 days from the declaration, that's it, he can't change his mind from his hefker, regardless if someone came and took possession of it or not. And in the Seifa, What does it say? As long as nobody came to take possession of it, he can still change his mind. So it seems like as if the resha of the Braita that says that once 3 days pass, that's it. He can't change his mind. He can't retract his hefker. Seems like resha Rabbanan. That's going, the resha goes like Rabbanan, like Tanakama in our Mishnah. That hefker, when a person is mafkir, it totally goes out of his possession and he cannot change his mind. Whereas the seifa that says that as long as nobody else came and actually took it in his possession, the owner who made it hefker can still change his mind, Rabbi Yossi. That sounds like Rabbi Yossi, who holds that hefker doesn't actually leave the ownership of the original owner until someone else comes and takes it and acquires it. That's when the transfer actually happens. That's what Rabbi Yossi said according to Rabbi Yochanan, right? And that's why it would make sense that up until that point, the original owner can retract his hefker declaration. So it seems like Reisha Rabbanan and Sefer Rabbi Yossi, the beginning of the Braita is going like Rabbanan, that hefker immediately goes out of the reshut of the original owner. And the Seifa is like Rabbi Yossi, that it doesn't go out of the reshut of the owner until someone comes and takes it. Amar Ula, so Ula comes to answer. Ula says, no. Seifa nami Rabbananhi. The second part, the last part of the Braita is also according to Rabbanan. The entire Braita is like the opinion of Rabbanan. So now the question is, Iachi, the Gemara says, if you're telling me that the Seifa is Rabbanan, Amai ad shelo zachaba ben hu ben acher yachol lachzor bo. If it's like Rabbanan, then why does the end of the Braita say that until someone comes and acquires it, he can still change his mind? But Rabbanan hold that hefker, once you're mafkir something, it goes out of the reshut immediately of the ownership of the one who made it hefker. So how could he retract his words? Answers the Gemara. In the Seifa, even Rabbanan agree that he can change his mind as long as no one came to acquire, because Shani Shana Veshavua Delo Shchiche. When this case of making hefker only for a year, or making something hefker only for a shavua, for 7 years, that is not a common case. That's not something that people normally do. People normally are not mafkir something for a limited time. So therefore, in this case of the Seifa, where a person was mafkir for a limited time, we evaluate his mind, his intention, and we say that even in the time when he made it hefker, he didn't have in mind that it should be totally hefker. Even during the time where he wants it to be hefker, his intention is that it should stay under his ownership until someone will be zoche. That's why in the Seifa it says, as long as nobody came to take it, he can still retract his words. Because since he put a limit on the hefker, that shows that he totally did not disconnect himself from the item like a regular case of hefker. So that case is different. In that case, even Rabbanan will agree. The Gemara gives another answer to the apparent contradiction in the Braita itself. Resh Lakish Amar, Resh Lakish says the other way around. Mi de Seifa Rabbi Yossi Reishana mi Rabbi Yossi. If the Seifa of the Braita works like Rabbi Yossi, who holds that the item that of Hefker does not go out of the ownership of the person until someone actually comes and acquires it, Reishana mi Rabbi Yossi. Then you have to say the beginning of the Braita also. The beginning of the Braita, Mafkir Sadehu, is also like Rabbi Yossi. Veresha Hainu Tama. And to explain the Resha, this is the reason why it says that he cannot change his mind after 3 days. I mean, if you're saying it's like Rabbi Yossi, then he should be able to change his mind indefinitely. Until someone comes in his Zoche, he should be able to change his mind. Why do you say after 3 days he cannot? No, this is also like Rabbi Yossi. The reason why he cannot change his mind after 3 days is there because of a special takanat chachamim, delo lishtakach torat hefker. Chachamim made a takana that after the third day, the one who made it hefker cannot retract, is in order that the halacha, the halachic status of hefker, would not be forgotten. Shelo lishtakach torat hefker. Which means like this. Really, Meikara Din, according to Rabbi Yossi, essentially, a person who made something hefker can change his mind even after 3 days. It's just that Chachamim made a takana that after 3 days, the mafkir cannot retract his declaration of hefker, because if the din would be that he could retract his declaration of Hifker, then when someone comes and acquires it from Hifker, he might think to himself that it's not considered like he acquired something from Hifker, rather he acquired it as a gift from the original owner, because the person was able to retract his declaration up until that point, so that means it was under his ownership. So the person who will be zocheh from Hefker will think that it's not from Hefker that he acquired, rather it's a matana. And that makes a big difference, because there's a big difference between something that is Hefker and something that is matana, such as, for example, when it comes to produce. Produce that is acquired from Hefker, from an ownerless produce, then one does not have to take off ma'asrot, doesn't have to remove ma'aser or truma from produce of Hefker. Whereas if somebody received produce by a matana as a gift, then he would have to. He is obligated to take off ma'asrot. So this would create a problem. A person would think, oh, it's not hefker. The status of what I'm taking here is matana. And he would use it to take off ma'asel from it in order to be potel, to exempt other foods that he has. And that would be me'aser min ha'patur ala chayav. He would be taking off ma'asrot from something that is exempt from ma'asrot on behalf of something that is obligated, and that is not ma'aser. So this would create a problem. Therefore, Chachamim made a takana. In order that the status, the halachic status of Hefker should not be forgotten, they said, it's true, according to Rabbi Yossi, essentially he could retract his declaration of Hefker, but only for 3 days. After 3 days, it becomes total Hefker, and he cannot retract his declaration, and anyone who comes and is zoche and acquires it is considered acquiring from absolute hefker. Asks the Gemara, "Ihachi afilu miyom arishon namile vehefker." If that's the case, why is it that you give it 3 days? Let the Chachamim make a takana that immediately from day one, after immediately upon declaring it hefker, he should not be able to retract his declaration. Why is it that they gave it 3 days? Amar Rabba, Rabba said, "Mipene haramaim." The reason why they allow 3 days for the original owner to be able to retract his declaration is due to the Ramaim, to people who are swindlers, who are not honest. De mafkirim vehadrin behon. People who are swindlers, they will sometimes declare their field ownerless. They will make it hefker in order to make the produce of their field patur from ma'asot. And then what are they going to do? They're going to retract that declaration and immediately reclaim their field from hefker. And they got free produce. They don't have to take off ma'asot because it's hefker. So in order to make sure that such a thing will not happen, that people will not joke around when it comes to hefker and dishonestly make something, declare something hefker, but not really have in mind that it should be mufkal to people for the purposes of ma'asrot, that's why Chachamim said for 3 days, he's able to retract his declaration. Meaning the status of hefker takes effect only after 3 days. For 3 days, it's not hefker. But afterwards, it does become hefker. But now the Gemara asks a question. Aval deoraita lo av hefker. Wait a second. You just explained now that after 3 days, it's a takanat chachamim that the one who made it hefker cannot retract anymore his words. Even though really, essentially, according to Rabbi Yossi, mid deoraita, if he were to retract his words, then it would not be hefker. Really, he can change his mind, right? Isn't that what we just said? We learned, according to Rabbi Yossi, really, essentially, a person is able to retract his word because it's not considered leaving his ownership until someone else comes and takes it. So really, according to Rabbi Yossi, as long as he ever wants to retract it, it's considered a retraction, right? And therefore, it won't be hefker. It's just a takanat chachamim to consider it hefker. Well, if that's the case, let's say after those 3 days, someone comes, after the person really wants to retract his words. So he doesn't want it to stay hefker. But Chachamim said, no, you can't do it. So someone comes and takes that produce from hefker, right? So really, according to the Oraita, it's not like he took it from hefker. It's not like he acquired it from hefker. It's like he acquired it as a matana from the person himself, from his ownership. Because according to Rav Yossi, it's under the ownership of the original owner until someone acquires it. And it's not hefker, right? So then, if that's the case, it comes out that mideoraita, it's obligated in maaser. Something that is from hefker, that is patur from maaser. But something that you require directly, that you acquire directly from someone else, not from hefker, then it's mideoraita chayav b'maaser, right? So we have a problem over here. If that's the case, then he is really obligated to take off maasrot, but he won't because he is told that he was zoche from hefker. What are you going to tell me? That maybe the chachamim will tell him, look, you have to take off maasrot from this case, right? But that's not enough. V'dilma atele asure min achiyuv ala patur u'min apatur ala chiyuv. There might be a complication here. The person might come mistakenly to take off maasrot from something that is obligated on behalf of something that is not obligated, which means he'll take off maasrot from something that is obligated mideoraita, such as this case over here. He's obligated to take off mideoraita, but he'll be taking it off on behalf of something else that is only chayav miderabanan. That's called patur. It's only chayav miderabanan, and that's not good maaser. The maaser is not valid. Or the other way around, mina patur ala chiyuv. He will take off maasrot from something that is patur on behalf of something that is chayav. Because maybe the person who will acquire this produce will say to himself, look, since I acquired it, right? So that means it was hefker. If I'm allowed to keep this, that means this is officially hefker. And therefore, if it's hefker, really, I am exempt from taking maasrot. Just chachamim are obligating me to take off maasrot. So it's a chiyuv midrabanan. So it comes out, he's going to think, oh, so the chiyuv maasrot over here is only midrabanan. So he's going to use taking off maasrot from these produce, from these fruits, on behalf of other fruits that are only chayav midrabanan. But really it comes out that what is he doing? He's taking off maaser min achiyuv al aptur. He's taking off maaser from fruits that are actually obligated midoraita on behalf of exempting, of making something else that is only chayav midrabanan. And you're not allowed to do that. That's called me'aser min hachiyuv al haptur. So this can be a complication. Answers the Gemara, it's not a problem. We're not worried. De amrinan le, because we tell this person who acquires something from hefker after the original owner retracted his hefker after 3 days, this type of case, we tell the person who acquires from hefker, ki me'asot. Look, you have to take off ma'asot, you should know. And make sure when you take off ma'asot from these fruits, aser mine'ube. Take off ma'asot only from these fruits on them themselves. Don't use them, don't take off ma'asot from these fruits on behalf of something else, to be potel something else. Take off ma'asot from these fruits to be potel these fruits alone. And that's it. And mimela, in that case, there is no chashash of coming to a situation of me'aser min hachiyuv al hapatu. So, meanwhile, we saw that in regards to this braita that we learned on the top of Mem Daled Amud Aleph, there was a machloket between Ula and Resh Lakish, how to interpret the braita. Ula explained that the entire braita is like Rabbanan, and Resh Lakish explained that the entire braita is like Rabbi Yossi. So now the Gemara is going to ask a question on Resh Lakish from a different braita. Metivei, we have a question from a different braita. Hamafkir et karmo, one who declares his kerem, his vineyard, ownerless. Velashachar amadu betzaro, and in the morning at dawn he got up ubetzaro and he picked the grapes from the vineyard. The same person, the owner, the original owner who was mafkir his kerem, in the morning he got up and he picked his grapes. Chayav beperet ubeolelot ubeshichecha ubepeah upatur min hamaaser. He is obligated in the mitzvah of peret. Peret means to leave over the individual fallen grapes for the poor. If any grapes, individual ones, fall on the ground while he's harvesting the grapes, then he has to leave it for the poor. That's called peret. And he's obligated in the mitzvah of leaving olelot. These are incompletely formed clusters of grapes. You have to leave them for the poor. He's chayav in this case as well. Ubeshichecha, and he's obligated in the mitzvah of leaving forgotten bundles. Ubepeah, and in the mitzvah of leaving the produce of the corners of the field or the corners of the vineyard. These are the obligations to give gifts to the poor, the matnot aniyim, and that's a chiyuv upon the one who is harvesting his field. Upatu min ha-ma'aser, but he's exempt from the obligation of taking off ma'asrot from the grapes. Why is that? Because his kerem, his vineyard, is ownerless, is hefker, and there's no obligation to take off ma'asrot from hefker. So now the Gemara says, Bishlema le'ula, I understand according to Ula, who explained the Rabbanan katanila. He explained that it was Rabbanan who are the author of the previous Braita. And he explained that although normally Chachamim instituted that the Hefker status doesn't take effect completely until 3 days passed, but min haTorah, it really takes effect immediately, according to Chachamim. So therefore, u'deoraita katanila. So therefore, this Braita is going according to deoraita midrabanan, meaning according to the opinion of Rabbanan, according to this opinion of Ula, that the Braita is like Rabbanan, and therefore really the Hefker status takes effect immediately, right? So u'deoraita katanila. So this Braita that says that immediately this vineyard is considered Hefker, so it's going up on the status of deoraita. But that's only if you say that it's Rabbanan. Rabbanan hold that mid deoraita, once you are mafkir, immediately it becomes ownerless, even before 3 days pass. Ela le Resh Lakish, but according to Resh Lakish, amai patu min ha-maaser. Why is he exempt from separating maasot? After all, according to Resh Lakish, until 3 days after the declaration of Hefker, not mid deoraita and not mid Rabbanan, did the status of Hefker take effect? It only takes effect after 3 days. But in the beginning, it's not yet Hefker. Because according to Resh Lakish, the Braita is Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's not ownerless yet until someone comes and acquires it. And it's not ownerless, at least, even mid Rabbanan, it's not ownerless till after 3 days. But immediately next morning, it's still under his ownership. It's not yet, the Hefker did not take effect yet. So why is it that he's patur min ha-maaser the next morning? Amar lach, the Gemara says, Resh Lakish can tell you, ki amri ana le-Rabbi Yossi ha-Rabbanan hi. Which means, simply to say, although when I explained the first Braita, the Reisha and the Seifa of that Braita, ki amri ana, I said that both are le-Rabbi Yossi, both go according to the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, who says that an ownerless item only leaves the possession of the owner when it is actually acquired by someone, when it enters into the possession of the other, right? Yes, that's true. That Braita I explained like Rabbi Yossi. But ha Rabbanani. But this Braita over here that obviously holds that immediately, already from the next morning, immediately it becomes Hefker, this Braita is going according to the opinion of Rabbanan who argued with Rabbi Yossi. Rabbanan who argue with Rabbi Yossi and hold that immediately upon the declaration of the person, it leaves the possession of the owner. And that's it. And therefore, this Braita is not a problem. This is Rabbanan. And the other Braita is like Rabbi Yossi.